Well, good morning. This is Rod Carr here, and welcome to Songs of Hope Part 2. And thank you very much to Chris Whiting for a mighty Songs of Hope Part 1. And we're going to lose Chris next month. He's off on a world trip, so I don't know how we're going to manage without him. But he's not going to think of us while he's travelling around the world, I'm sure. Now, I enjoyed the talk by Reverend Brett Peatman this morning from Aspendale Presbyterian Church, and his church are having their 90th anniversary this week. In fact, next Sunday, 10 a.m, Aspendale Presbyterian Church are having their 90th anniversary. So back in 1927 is when the church formed, and they've been faithfully serving God ever since. So if you've been blessed by Aspendale Presbyterian Church over the years, do go along and join their celebration of 90 years of service to God. Aspendale Presbyterian Church, 90 years old. Next Sunday is their celebration. The weather today, it's going to be 22 and a possible shower, and tomorrow, 22 and showers increasing. We have our prayer psalm coming up, Psalm 50, What Pleases God. We've got our Christian News Bulletin coming up, and we have Reverend Brett Peatman telling us about Eugene Veith at 8:45. Eugene Veith, who was a businessman, very successful businessman in Melbourne. We'll hear all about his story. But let's start. It was Easter Sunday, last Sunday, and that's the Resurrection Day, the biggest day of the Christian calendar. So I'll start with three songs about Christ's resurrection. The first is from St. Ninian's Cathedral in the UK, Jesus Christ is Risen Today.
Oh,
a hymn celebrating Christ's resurrection from the dead on that first Easter morning from St. Albans Cathedral. Thine be the glory. We now have from All Saints Church, Ecclesall, See What a Morning. Christianity has sustained Australia in times of sickness, war, drought, and calamity. Listen to Songs of Hope each Sunday morning, 7 till 9 a.m. on Southern FM. Our prayer psalm this morning is from Hugh Elphinstone. It is Psalm 50, verses 1 to 8 and 23 to 24. What pleases God?
From east to west, the powerful Lord God has been calling together everyone on earth. God shines brightly from Zion, the most beautiful city. Our God approaches, but not silently. A flaming fire comes first, and a storm surrounds him. God comes to judge his people. He shouts to the heavens and to the earth, "Call my followers together. They offered me a sacrifice, and we made an agreement." The heavens announce, "God is the judge, and he is always honest." My people, I am God. Israel, I am your God. Listen to my charges against you, although you offer sacrifices and always bring gifts. The sacrifice that honors me is a thankful heart. Obey me, and I, your God, will show my power to save.
Well, next Tuesday is Anzac Day, and to mark that day, we'll have a special hymn, an Anzac type of hymn, to remember the soldiers who gave their lives to preserve our Christian values in Australia. And this is from St. Ninian's in the UK, "Eternal Father, Strong to Save."
Eternal Father, strong to save, who saved us by the rest of his grace, who is the mighty ocean. are growing wearier each day. Still I've got a certain journey on my mind. The lures of this old world have ceased to make me want to stay. Somehow I have a feeling it will be. When it comes your time to travel, likewise don't feel lost, for I will be the first one that you see. And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. Sitting, drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow waters, reaching for your hand. We've labored long to earn our meager fare. It's brought us trembling hands and failing eyes. So I'll just rest there on that shore and turn my eyes away. Until you come, then we'll see paradise.
Side Banks of Jordan. That was from Adelaide country gospel group, the Sherers. The Sherers, Far Side Banks of Jordan. We now have the Greens with Wonderful Story and The Rock I'm Leaning On.
Wonderful, wonderful. even though skeptics they deny, and the ending, well, it's the revelation of a land in the sweet by and by.
According to the Christian Post, Christians in the UK, including Prime Minister Theresa May, spoke out in outrage against the National Trust's decision to remove Easter from its egg hunt campaign. The Church of England compared the decision to spitting on the grave of John Cadbury, the founder of the chocolate company. The controversy arose after the National Trust presented its new logo for the nation's annual egg hunt for children and families, which initially did not include references to Easter. After the National Trust Twitter account was overloaded with social media messages from angry users asking how to cancel their membership, it then changed the event's name to Join the Cadbury Egg Hunts This Easter, The Telegraph reported. Author Lee Strobel, a former atheist and journalist who attempted to prove that Jesus did not resurrect from the dead, has told news outlets that non-believers who see the upcoming film The Case for Christ will witness real evidence for God. The New Zealand Herald reports that Pope Francis urged young people to lead the church's future, even as he voiced doubts that he'd be around much longer to see it. The 80-year-old Pope referred to his own mortality twice in the span of a few minutes during a vigil service to rally enthusiasm for the Catholic Church's World Youth Day to be held in Panama in 2019.
Catch me when
Carl Lorenz singing about the Christian spiritual experience. He holds my hand from, he's from the Edge Church in Adelaide, previously called Southside Church, Adelaide. Here's another song from Edge Church, Adelaide, Brian Dawson. And the song is Come, Now is the Time to Worship.
Now is the time to work.
Let's pray. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Who could repay you?
I love that song by Stuart Townend, Who Is There Like You? And there's no one like him, that's for sure. Coming up, we've got Reverend Brett Peatman telling us the story of Eugene Veith, the businessman, the Melbourne businessman. But right now, Vicky Breaching, Yesterday, Today and Forever.
I want to introduce you to a man. I might have mentioned him before to some of you. Here he is. Eugene Veith, who liked to be known as Curly, passed away about 6 years ago at the age of 95. Growing up, he said he was a no-hoper. He didn't know what he was going to do, how he would get by. He started with one truck when his father's butchery business failed because he kept giving meat away during the Depression. Curly took his father's truck, and from one truck he built a fleet of 175. He became Melbourne's biggest parcel delivery company. But he says he used to lie awake at night thinking of the hungry and homeless children all over the world. So he decided he would give all his money away. His motto as he lived was, "Live simply so that others may simply live." Live simply so that others may simply live. And over his career, he donated more than $23 million to worthy causes all over the world. When he sold his business in 1986, he gave most of the money away. And while he was in a nursing home, he organised everyone there and got all the people out of their rooms to eat together. The charity he formed, Mission Enterprises Limited, said he was a gracious man with an amazingly selfless, generous heart. He was greatly respected in business and loved by all he met. Eugene Vaith possessed something that we're often losing today. He had that sense of humility about himself. See, Jesus offers us today a very different way to live. Something that Eugene Vaith knew well. It's not about me. It's about others. It's about what God is doing in this world. Christians made a difference.
Forsaken, God is by my side. Constant when the ground is shifting and my head is spinning, God will hold me tight. My hope is in you. My strength is life. in the storm. There is comfort in abiding. We are safe in the arms of God. You are my
You are my peace from Lou Fellingham, and God is indeed our peace. Now, Songs of Hope is on the web. Our web address is songsofhope883.com, and up there you'll find recordings of different segments of the program. There's the Christian News Bulletin. There's music of various sorts, hymns, songs, Christian contemporary songs, gospel music, chants. There's Words for Life talks from the best local Christian speakers here in the southern suburbs of Melbourne, people like Kevin Pedersen and Mark Dury and Brian Harper and Rob Buckingham and Brett Peatman, of course. There's stories, life stories, scores and scores of life stories of Christians who have made a difference, Christians who have been world shapers. And there's prayers, all kinds of prayers that you can enjoy when you need them, when you'd like to listen to them. Now, the sporting program is coming next, and Bruce Mitchell is in the studio getting ready for the basketball program. We'll just go out now with Andy Bromley, Wonderful Saviour.
Jesus, my King, my Wonderful Saviour. All of my life is given to Thee. Now I am living in Your great salvation. Your precious blood is making me free. Wonderful Savior, praises to Thee. Freedom from sin, oh wonderful story. All of its stains washed whiter than snow. And Jesus has come to live in this temple. All of my days His love I will show. Wonderful Savior, you are so near, so precious to me. Wonderful Savior, wonderful
beautiful city. There I will see your glories untold. I will be like you, my wonderful Savior. I will sing praise while ages unfold.